Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. Have I often felt hurt, ashamed, or embarrassed by someone else's anger? Or am I afraid to upset my husband for fear that he would leave me? For me, the answer was yes. Have I sometimes found myself searching for clues about why someone is angry? Have I ever made threats? Yeah. When the abuse episodes would happen, I would be like, I cannot take this anymore. I cannot take this. I won't stand for this. I'd make threats, but I wouldn't ever follow through with them. Have I ever tried to control someone else's anger? Yes. Have I often lied to others or made excuses to myself about another person's anger? Yes, I have. Have I felt confused or unable to separate what is true and what is not true when talking with someone who is angry? Yes. My husband was abusive, and I did use sex sometimes to smooth over problems or to have peace in my family. I didn't feel emotionally connected during sex. So there was a time where I set a boundary. I told my husband that I was not going to initiate sex anymore, which I was generally the one who did that, and that he was free to initiate and I would respond if I felt emotionally safe. He only tried to initiate twice during like a 6-month period, and both times it seemed completely inappropriate because I didn't feel emotionally connected to him at the time. So that question, have you ever used sex to smooth over your husband's anger, definitely hit home for me in terms of both the sex addiction and the abuse. Have you ever felt abandoned emotionally because of your husband's anger? Yes. Have you often thought that your angry husband's behavior was caused by other people, such as friends, his family, your house, his job, religion, other things? The answer to that for me was yes. If this podcast is helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.